Good day. This is Michael DeRosa, and starting next year, our church is going to be looking at the importance of Scripture. As Christians, we may presume that quoting Bible verses will convince the unbeliever that there is a God and that He loves them. But that is circular reasoning because it assumes that the unbeliever already accepts the Scripture as truth. But if he did, then he would not be an unbeliever. See what I mean? No, the Bible tells us something different. Here, let me read in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. You see, the first four words, rather than proving God's existence, it announces Him boldly throughout its pages. Here, let me show you what I mean. A little over 2,013 years ago, in and around Jerusalem, there were religious and political groups trying to persuade one another that their way of doing things had the stamp of God's approval. And into this hotbed of controversy, Jesus is born, announcing that the kingdom of God had come among men. And you know the rest of the story. You see, God will show up regardless of proof, regardless of attitudes towards Him, regardless of the situations. So let's continue to examine the evidence of God's Word, but let's also be watchful for God showing up in the fullness of time.